So I'd be more than happy to. So over the last couple of years, I've actually served on the board for Raider Nation since 2014. And now with recently taking over the HYA travel director baseball position, we've had the discussion on the Raider Nation side for many years. The people that started Raider Nation are no longer involved. And so we figured it would be best to kind of start the interaction with the HYA and to basically, you know, talk with all the members. And just basically, I think everyone is, it's about time to kind of come back under one umbrella, given we, I think it's more confusing for people to know what, where they should go play at compared to instead of having two separate organizations, instead we just have one. So that everyone knows where to go to, everyone knows where to ask questions, and go that route.
Gotcha. So, obviously, what effect is this going to have on those who may have been signed up for one thing versus the other for next year?
So that's why we're kind of doing it now. We have not started registration yet. Registration we won't open up until typically January. And so we're kind of utilizing the next 2 months to basically send out blast emails, social media, Facebook, Twitter. We've already sent sent emails to all the families in both HYA and Raider Nation that have played the last how many years. So we're trying to get out front of it, and then we've already updated the Raider Nation website so that when they go on there, they'll know that we're going to have to go to HYA.com or HYA. To register through the HYA website and no longer through the Raider Nation baseball website.
Gotcha. And so you mentioned you are the traveling director, so kind of take us through the board, if you can, and how those decisions were made.
Yeah, so I am the travel director. I took over from my brother, Ryan Stoffel. He served as the travel director for many years. And so as part of our discussion in the last 3 months, I just brought it to our attention and put it on the agenda. We talked about it, explained to our board members on why it's a good idea. It's for the benefit of everyone involved, make baseball easier, and bring both boards together, because we're bringing on all the Raider Nation board members are coming on board to HYA to help make it a smooth transition, as well as to continue to go under and help set up the new in-house and the rest of the travel baseball.
Gotcha. So I am curious, obviously we know that your brother is coaching the high school team now, so I'm a little curious how this will positively affect the Hastings High School program.
So how it works is now that we're all under one umbrella, I think it will actually positively impact the high school level and all the youth organizations, or all the youth levels in particular, because now there's only, there's basically a single source of points of contact. You don't have two associations battling against each other for the younger kids, where to try to basically, one association tells them one thing, another association might tell them a different thing. So bringing everyone on board, I think in the long term, will make it easier for families as well as the players to know where they want to go to the next level.
And so lastly, you guys are retaining the HYAA name, or are you going to adopt a new name?
Nope. The HYAA name has been around for, a long, long time. Gordy Grossman is a huge member of that HYAA. And so we're, everyone understands what HYA is. We have baseball and softball, so we're retaining that name. And that HYA Raider Nation will basically, that name will kind of dissolve. The website will update to basically push to our HYA website. And so going forward, we'll just fall under the HYA umbrella.